Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about green cleaning. Are you aware of all the chemicals in your household cleaners? Do you know you probably already have most of the ingredients in your home to clean more naturally? Would you like to decrease the indoor pollution in your home? Learn how to bring some green into your cleaning as we continue our month focusing on being more eco-friendly. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a reminder as you listen to the podcast. Remember that inner clutter creates outer clutter and vice versa, and be aware of how everything is connected. You might be thinking, I'm not really feeling it this month. Not into being green. It's not a priority for me. And how can that be affecting me? For example, if you repurpose and find things around your home, that saves you time from having to go to the store, and it obviously saves you money. So there are things and ways that everything is connected, and that can, as a result, reduce your stress, right? If money's really tight or you're tight on time. So try and remember to think of everything holistically and where it can apply to your life. For example, one of the reasons for my inspiration for today's episode was that every time I go to the grocery store, I can't go down the cleaning aisle where they usually have the paper products on one side and the cleaners and everything else on the other. I hate it. I absolutely cannot stand it. I can't breathe. It just literally makes me ill. I'm not exaggerating, and I know I'm not alone with that. And if I'm not feeling good and I'm feeling sick to my stomach, that's creating mental clutter for me. In addition to making me physically ill, I can't think at my best. So maybe listen to today and be like, you know what? I wasn't too open to green cleaners, but there's that connection to my mental clutter or whatever it works for you. So I just want to kind of have that reminder of how everything is interconnected. Today's episode was also inspired because I'm getting more and more at essential oils and using those for cleaning. And I signed up for an herbal class. I'm doing an online class. It's a year long. It's done online. And my lovely mentor, Judy, I'm excited because she's in the class as well. I've interviewed her and you can check those out. But we discovered we're both in the same class. And Judy got me reinterested in herbs because when I had a really tough year, she had given me herbal tea. So there's a lot I want to learn, and I'm hopefully going to incorporate that. I'm sure there'll be an episode about that after I've learned a while. So probably not till the end of 2020 or probably end up in 2021. And finally, today's episode was inspired because I thought that I had adult onset asthma. And my mother got adult set asthma when she was visiting me out in Los Angeles. Well, it obviously didn't come from just hanging out with us when we were in LA. It had been years in the making. My mother has suffered from pneumonia. I think she definitely has weak lungs. That's her area of her body where she's gotten pneumonia something like 5 or 6 times in her lifetime. It's really kind of nuts, but remember her having to sit up in bed in the guest bedroom and hearing her cough all night. And so I was having a coughing thing and I was super scared. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm afraid it's this. Well, so I went to the doctor. I'm very fortunate. You know, it's always hard when you have a great doctor and you move. Well, got an even better doctor, and she is out on maternity leave, and the guy that is the other doctor in the place was equally as awesome. So I feel very grateful for that. It's not adult onset asthma. I'm just still allergic to cats, right? I've always been really allergic to cats, and I think we are at our limit at cats anyway. But I've been really concerned about that. And so it just reminded me, you know, the quality of air in your home, right? Because We used to, I don't know, in our old house, one of the reasons I was so grateful to leave it, I had never seen this in any home. And maybe this was like an early, the house was 30 years old. So maybe it was the version when they built it in 1991 of burglarizing, or not burglarizing, safety. So they had, the windows had like screws in them, and you had to pop out like really big, heavy, thick screws, and you'd have to pop them out in order to open up the window. Well, that was a huge pain in the butt. So I rarely open the windows, right? Especially in winter. I mean, now we're in spring and we can get outside and open the airs, but I couldn't have that. I think cross ventilation, all that stuff's really groovy. And so it was a challenge in the older house. But if you're in winter and cooped up, you're breathing everything that's in there. Now, those were the inspirations for today's shows. Now, I haven't shared statistics in a while, and especially for this episode, I wanted to. Now, the original source was from wellsphere.com, and I am happy to share that link with anyone. And I think that the link has expired, but then I saw, I think it was a lung association had shared this as well. And so I thought it's a little bit old, and I wanted to, just statistics have probably changed, sadly, but it was so profound and so succinct in really capturing in a nutshell about household chemicals. So I want to share that with you. And if anyone wants a link, feel free to email me. In 1950, 70,000 new chemical compounds were invented. A fraction of those were tested for human toxicity. And that was from 1950. 150 chemicals found in the home are connected to allergies, raising my hand here, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. I really don't think we have done it. I know we haven't done enough studies on this. And I think if we were, it's a lot worse than what these statistics share. Liquid dish soap is a leading cause of home poisoning for kids under six. 2.1 million plus accidental poisonings yearly. Most brands, and I didn't know this, contained formaldehyde and ammonia. What about the chemicals in our personal care products? She found 884 to be toxic, 146 can cause tumors, 218 can create reproductive complications, 778 tested for acute toxicity, 314 can cause biological mutations, and 376 can cause skin and eye irritations. I know that I have very sensitive skin. I'll never forget, I was in Los Angeles, and my mom, God love her, she was just ready for me to get married. And so my friend took me to this salon, and my mom's like, oh, I'll pay for a facial and products and all this. And at the time, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I went home and used the products, and my skin burned. Now, not like to third degree burn or whatever that, to go to the hospital for it, but just had such a reaction. And then they're like, oh, we won't give you your money back, but you can exchange them. So I got a milder formula that I was able to be okay with, but that was just something sold at a spa. 40% of 2,435 pesticide poisonings in 1 year are due to exposures to disinfectants and home cleaning products. Asthma was once very rare. Now it's extremely common. I was amazed by that. I had no idea. The rate has tripled in the last 20 years. Nearly 30 million Americans are affected. My mom, I told you, had onset asthma. And that's what my concern was when I was having trouble breathing. Like, oh my gosh, this is what's going on. One of the biggest culprit in ocean pollution are phosphates, and that's super common in laundry detergents. Americans use 8.3 billion pounds of powder and a billion gallons of liquid detergent yearly, and I know that statistic has definitely gone up. High phosphate levels can kill life in rivers, streams, and oceans by causing algae blooms. Reading when I did that talk for NAPO in Michigan, I was doing a little research just for my own information. You know, the Great Lakes are there, and about algae blooms and being concerned about that. And we need the Great Lakes. We need all water. So I just wanted to share those statistics with you. And again, those are a little bit older, and I try to always have up to date statistics. But I think that they're really powerful, and I think they've only increased. And just to kind of, in a nutshell, put a perspective for you.
Does the thought of clearing your clutter overwhelm you? Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out has 21 standalone chapters to fit your schedule and lifestyle. Stop being afraid, gain clarity, and go at your own pace. The Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out workbook lets you record your thoughts step by step as you go through the book. Free MP3 meditation with purchase. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and also available for purchase on Amazon.
What's in your wallet? What do you think you have hiding underneath the sink or in the bathroom or the pantry? What harmful chemicals are in your home right now? Do you know? Are you like me? How do you feel when you walk down the grocery aisle? Do you have to go whoa and go to another aisle? How do you feel after you've cleaned your home, or if you have someone come in and clean your home? How does it feel? Does the smell still linger? Do you feel a little woozy? Talk to your friends, families, and neighbors. How do they feel after regular household cleaners? Are they aware what's under their sink? Start reading labels. Start doing a little Googling and research. Understand and know what's in your home. Why clean green? First of all, it's easy. You probably have most of the ingredients already in home. You can mix vinegar and water. Kind of like boiling an egg, you can do it. You're creating less waste, right? If you're making your household cleaners at home, you're not out buying bottles. Hey, it's great if you recycle, I'm all for that, or you reuse, but this takes it a step further, consuming less. Usually tends to be less expensive compared to what, like using vinegar and lemon, tends to be a lot less cheaper than what you're paying SC Johnson and Company to buy at the store. Less harmful for sure, right? The earth benefits, your family benefits, and the pets benefit. Not stinky. You know, we've been trained to believe that clean smells like chemicals, right? If there's not kind of this kind of smell, then we wonder if it's clean. Homemade uses fragrant things, awesome things like lemon juice. I love the smell of fresh lemon. But they feel, they smell good, right? They're not toxic. I wanted to share a couple recipes today. Way back in the day, right? I want you to remember this too, to put it in perspective. I laugh. I remember my grandfather practiced law. And when he first started, he had this ledger. And so sometimes people, and this is again back, what, in the 30s or whatever, and people couldn't pay him, or maybe they'd bring fruit or vegetables from the garden, had a big ledger that kept track of everything. They weren't going to the grocery store to pick up cleaners. It's all about convenience for us these days. Like, let's make a new product if it's convenient for everyone. And I think we need to get back to basics. My grandparents, your grandparents, great-grandparents didn't have the store. They made do with what they had and what they had at home. For glass, you can use 2 teaspoons of white vinegar and 1/4 of warm water. Stir and use crumpled newspaper to wipe. And how to avoid streaks, don't clean if the sun is on the window or it's warm. Furniture polish. You can mix 1 cup of olive oil and 1/4 cup of white vinegar and spray onto a soft cotton cloth and polish, rubbing with the grain of wood. Now remember, just test an itty bitty area to begin with. To make an all-purpose cleaner, have 1/4 of warm water, 4 tablespoons of baking soda, and 1 teaspoon of vinegar. Now, I also would add essential oils because I personally don't like vinegar. I'm a bad barbecue person. I don't like barbecue. Sometimes I do, but it's too vinegary. I'm not having it. So what I would do in this particular recipe is I'd probably add, I like to go a little more. I'd probably add 10, maybe 5, 5, 10 drops. Just turn in the essential oil bottle down, boom, boom, boom. Something like lavender or lemon or orange, something for me uplifting. To combat mold and mildew, white vinegar or lemon juice, full strength with sponge. I have to admit, I'm not 1,000% on this. I still use bleach sometimes. There's some things that just, I want to make sure that it's taken care of. But here's my pro tip. At 50, we got a steam mop and the top comes off and it has a little steamer and it's awesome. I went to town in the bathroom with this, and that steam, that hot water, that's another way that you are going to be able to clean and get it really clean and take off the soap scum or take off the whatever and not having to use harsh chemicals. So I make sure when we're doing the bathroom, when I'm cleaning, that I use this. So this was worth every dime to me. And I laughed. I said to my husband, I'm like, okay, we're 50. We can get rid of the mop in the bucket. Let's invest in a steam mop. And it has been fantastic. A laundry detergent recipe. A bar of shave bar soap, which is Fels Naphtha or Ivory, and you should be able to get that at any grocery store. A cup of borax, a cup of washing soda, and then stir all this together and make sure you have it in a sealed container. Sealed container, that was probably pretty funny. Sorry, I have to laugh at my own jokes. And you use a tablespoon of this per load, or if you've got some heavy soiled stuff, probably going to want to up it to 2 to 3 tablespoons. And guarantee you that's going to last you a while and save you money. Use a clothesline. Now, as you know, I'm not a fan of the HOAs after my experience. And I'm a little hesitant to share this, but from my research and doing the other solar panels, it sounds like an HOA cannot have you take down a clothesline. We would see, if it's like ours, they'd probably try to challenge it. But if, I have to tell you, fresh clothes on a clothesline beats the smell of fabric softener any day for me. Resources. Wanted to share a couple. You have to be careful about greenwashing. Say, oh yeah, our products are green, but they smell like everything else in the store. So here are some resources I've found. And I did some research and it looks to be good to go. The first one I'm going to share is just go to ewg.org. And if you search, there's some guides for cleaners and what they recommend, Environmental Working Group. And again, that's ewg.org. They have a lot of good resources there. Skoy Cloth for reusable cloths, and that's SKOY. Cloth.com. I know I'm trying to remember the name. Oh, I'm blanking on it because people on Facebook sell it all the time. Norwex. And I haven't tried that. If you have, let me know. I'd love to know your thoughts on it. I'm a little hesitant for MLM groups because I've seen people lose money. I've seen lots of stuff with that. So Skoy Cloth to check out. Another resource is Eco. So eco-me.com. That has some resources on there for you. Mrs. Myers, which you probably have seen in the store. They're in most stores. My understanding from what I could tell is they are eco-friendly. If you don't want to make your own, that's an option for you. And then finally, another resource for you is biodegradable. And that's biodegradable.biz for some green cleaners. And I wanted to share, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see this is an oldie but goodie. I have had this book probably 30 years. I got it when I was living in Vermont. You could probably buy it at a used bookstore. It's probably out of print, but it's called Clean and Green. The Complete Guide to Non-Toxic and Environmentally Safe Housekeeping by Annie Bertelbaum. So it is a fantastic resource. So if you're someone that goes to used bookstores or maybe, probably, gosh, you could probably find it on Amazon because they have used bookstore people that sell stuff all the time. But that is a good resource. And then, of course, YouTube and Pinterest, you always have those smart people doing really creative things. You do search for it, you're going to be able to find it. I would love to know if you try green cleaning or if you have a really wonderful source that you've used, please let me know. I'm all about sharing the love and the knowledge and the green cleaners. Take action from today's podcast. Know the chemicals in your cleaners and what's underneath your sink. Research and learn more about toxic chemicals. Determine what would motivate you to switch to green cleaners. Make a list of all the green ingredients you already have in your home. Search for green recipes you'd like to try. Do some green cleaning. Share your knowledge about chemicals and encourage others to consider green cleaning. On our next episode, we're talking about knowing your statistics. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.